good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a Monday night's installment of The Flip Side right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Jeffrey Bennett. It's my long haul this week. Be with you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Trying to play some volume adjustments, and I'll need the producer to let me know at the break if this is good, bad, or indifferent. Glad to have you here. Chat room is open. Come on and join us, www.federalobserver.com. Some of the regulars are in the room right at the top of the hour. Interesting. I turned on the television about an hour ago. I have a television in my office, which chiefly is, for the most part, bouncing back and forth between CNN, C-SPAN. Once in a while, I'll flip over to Fox News or MSNBC. Fox News just doesn't really interest me. I landed on a film here about 30 minutes ago that I am not going to get to see the entire film of. I've not seen it in many, many years. But it is an interesting film. I think it tells much about people, about relationships, about the differences of political opinions and how it truly makes strange bedfellows. This film, in many respects, also became a coming out party, as it were, for Barbara Streisand, who, as we all know, is a very strong supporter of the Democratic Party platform. Strangely enough, not having come out of the woodworks recently in support of one Hillary Rod-damned Clinton, however, has financially decided to support the presidential candidacy of Obama Yo Mama, sometimes known as Barack Obama. And this film, The Way We Were, starred Streisand and Robert Redford. He, of course, is a World War II era officer, you know, blonde-headed, blue-eyed, goy, etc. And, of course, she, the political activist Jewess, a role she has continued to play in life ever since then. One of the jokes or lines in the film made reference to FDR is the Yaltese Falcon. For those of you who know our history of the Second World War and the Yalta conferences, etc., it actually says much and means much. It's a film well worth renting or viewing again if you have an opportunity to do so. The Way We Were, obviously, provided one of her, frankly, best songs of the era. Stay with us for this hour. We'll have some market updates when you come back. Got a mixed bag for a Monday. We're going to talk a little bit about the tax system in America tonight and some other interesting topics. See in a while. Flip side of this commercial break. And Gil, I'm doing no such thing.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Okay, man. Yeah, what a song. What a perfect day to play it. Somebody's going to hurt someone before the night is through. The only problem with it is the hurt began 4 years ago. What, tomorrow? And the hurt ain't going away anytime too soon. Welcome back, my friends, to the Flip Side. Jeff Bennett behind the mic tonight. I'll be here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday this week. Robbie's got the short stall on Tuesday and Thursday. Tomorrow, of course, is Golden Tuesday, as Bob Chapman will join us tomorrow for his ongoing economic commentary. And there are some interesting things going on in economics, as there always are. A little bit later in this program, I'll share with you my latest column from the Federal Observer, which deals with the cost of oil and gasoline, etc., at least in a roundabout way it does. Chat room is open. For those of you who joined us late, please do come join us, www.federalobserver.com. Let's take a look at some market reports here before we get too far into this. They're trying desperately to keep driving this stock market up. I was with you Friday, and it seems to me the market was at somewhere around 12,200 and some odd points, but they're trying to tell us today that it was up 115 points to end the day at 12,226. Well, I'd have to do some looking, but I think it's about where it was on Friday. NASDAQ up just shy of 22 points to end the day at 2394 and change. S&P 500 up 15 points, which is a little over 1%, end of the day at just over 1,400 points. Let's see, 71 dead in a Russian mine blast. The alleged bomber of the USS Cole has finally fessed up all these years later. Yeah, well, I've also received some interesting reports about the USS Liberty last night from an officer who was very deeply involved with the cover-up. Let's take a look at the metals. In the aftermarkets, gold up a quarter, currently standing at $654.55. Platinum at $12.31, up $10. And silver up a penny in the after-hours, currently holding at $13.18 an ounce. Before the break, I mentioned to you that I had a piece I wanted to share with you regarding taxes. Now, this is an interesting analogy, because sometimes we must look at things with that tongue-in-cheek. Enjoy and be frustrated, my author says. I wish I could send this to every man, woman, and child that pays taxes. Of course, we like to think that children don't pay taxes, but indirectly they do. He says, not that it would really make a lot of difference to 80% of the people that received it, but we're going to kind of explain to you what we call Gene's tax system. Sometimes, my friends, politicians, journalists, and others exclaim that, oh, it's just a tax cut for the rich. And it is just accepted to be fact. But what does that statement, it's just a tax cut for the rich, what does it really mean? Well, maybe you're not very clear on that issue. Maybe you've just never understood. Maybe what we share with you tonight will help ease the pain, so to speak, or clarify the unknown. Listen carefully. But let's put tax cuts in terms that everyone out there can understand. Suppose that every day 10 men go out for dinner, and the bill for all 10 men comes to $100. Maybe the only place that I can think of you can get away with that cheap is either a pizza joint or McDonald's. But we'll go along with the story anyway. 10 men go out for dinner every night, and the bill is always $100. Now, if these 10 men paid their bill the way we pay our taxes, it would break down something like this. The first four men, the poorest of the lot, would pay nothing. The fifth man would pay a dollar. The sixth would pay $3. The seventh man would pay $7. The eighth would pay $12. The ninth would pay $18. And the tenth man, the richest of them all, would pay $59. And so that's what they decided to do. The 10 men ate dinner in the restaurant every day and seemed quite happy with the arrangement until one day the owner threw them a curve. He said, since you are all such good customers, I'm going to reduce the cost of your daily meal by $20. Dinner for the 10 will now only cost $80. Well, the group still wanted to pay their bill the way we pay our taxes, so the first four men were, well, they were unaffected. They didn't pay anything before, so why should they pay anything now? They would still eat for free. But what about the other six men, the paying customers? How could they divide the $20 windfall so that everyone would get his fair share of the bill? They realized that $20 divided by six is $3.33. But if they subtracted that from everyone's share, then the fifth man and the sixth man would each end up being paid to eat their meal. And so the restaurant owner suggested that it would be fair to reduce each man's bill by roughly the same amount. And so he proceeded to work out the amounts that each man would then pay. And so the fifth man, like the first four, now paid nothing. He had 100% savings. The sixth man now paid $2 instead of $3. He had a 33% savings. The seventh man now paid $5 instead of $7, a 28% savings. The eighth man now paid $9 instead of $12. He only had a 25% savings. The ninth man now paid $14 instead of $18. That's only a 22% savings. And the tenth man now paid $49 instead of $59 and received only a 16% savings. Well, each of the six was better off than before, and the first four continued to eat for free. But once outside the restaurant, the men began to compare their savings. The sixth man said, I only got a dollar out of the 20. He pointed to the tenth man, but he got 10. Yeah, that's right, exclaimed the fifth man. I only saved a buck, too. It's unfair that he got 10 times more than me. Well, that's true, shouted the seventh man. Why should he get $10 back when I only got two? The wealthy get all the breaks. Wait a minute, yelled the first four men in unison. We didn't get anything at all. The system exploits the poor. The nine men surrounded the tenth and beat him up. The next night, the tenth man didn't show up for dinner, so the nine sat down and ate without him. But when it came time to pay the bill, they discovered something important. They did not have enough money between all of them for even half the bill. And that, ladies and gentlemen, and journalists, and college professors, is how our tax system works. The people who pay the highest taxes get the most benefit from a tax reduction. Tax them too much, attack them for being wealthy, and well, they just may not show up anymore. In fact, they might start eating overseas where the atmosphere is somewhat friendlier. Copy this date. David Kamershan, Ph.D., professor of economics, University of Georgia. It is something worth looking at. It is difficult to hear that rendering on radio and fully understand it. There are those who may wish to read the email copy. I'd be glad to provide you with that. You can send me your request. And my apologies to the network. I'm not sure what emails are working with us right now. We're still working on a lot of technical situations, technical difficulties, things we're trying to work out. So I'm not sure which emails are working for us, but you certainly, if you're interested in the, I guess we'll just call it tax system document, if you'd like a copy of it so that you can sit down and better read it and try to understand it for yourself, see what you can make out of it. Send me a request. Jeff at federalobserver.com. Just mark it, tax system. I'll be glad to send you a copy. Last time I put out an offering for something like that, we had several people who requested copies of something that we were offering, and one of them came back as, it was a dead email address. I couldn't respond to it, or maybe it didn't want to accept anything from the Federal Observer. That's typical with Yahoo and some of the other services that don't care for the political the fortitude, so to speak, of certain websites. And one other person requested it late, and gee, I didn't get it. Why you didn't send it to me? And I have to be very careful with those because sometimes I might have to respond to them from a different email address just to make sure that I'm accepted to get through. Well, why taxes? In less than 4 weeks, America will be rushing to the post office to get those illicit little pieces of paper signed and dated and sent in to the collection agency for the Federal Reserve banking system. I mean, good Lord, ladies and gentlemen, George is drooling at the mouth and probably wiping his ruddy little nose and rubbing his oily little hands together in anticipation of all that money rolling in that he thinks he's going to be able to spend on the war. Sorry, George, it's been earmarked for interest already. Stay with us, won't you? When we come back, we're going to discuss this little thing called democracy. Oh, yes, the hairs are standing up on the back of your neck already. See you on the flip side of this commercial break.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back to the flip side, my friends. This is the short break before we hit to the bottom of the hour. Just got a nice email from Scott, and he says, enjoyed the dissertation on how our tax system works. You read on the air. I've heard it before, but would like to have it sent out. So we will do that. Once again, if you're interested in a copy of the tax dissertation we did, it's www.com. And for those of you who care, when I do send it out, it'll be the entire written transcript of that which we're doing on the air tonight. And the reason I'm doing that has to do with this next piece written by Steve Hank, or it could be Hanky, H-A-N-K-E. Now, I'm going to suspect that he is not of the non-Southern Baptist ilk. I've seen his photograph, although we know that means nothing in this era of plastic surgery. But on this date, published, I think, on the Financial News Network, a very interesting piece he's written entitled On Democracy. And I know that many of you, the hair does stand up on the back of your neck when you hear that word democracy. We are not a democracy. We are a republic. Bah, 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 bah. Grow up and understand the conception of a democratic republic. You get into the dictionary, you get into Black's Law Dictionary, and if you look up the word republic and you look up the word democracy, you're going to find a massive intertwining of the two words. It is almost impossible to have one without the other. Now, having said that and angered a few of you off, angered a few of you or ticked you off or whatever, Pankey begins by talking about the aftermath of World War I. President Woodrow Wilson set out to make the world, quote, safe for democracy, end of quote. Since then, U.S. presidents have marched to the drumbeat of Wilsonian idealism. Oh, indeed, most U.S. foreign policy is carried out under the pretext, and in some cases perhaps the genuine belief, that America is delivering democracy to the rest of the world. I mean, isn't that what Junior told us, that we're over in Iraq to give them democracy? You can't give democracy or freedom or anything else to a people who, number one, don't understand the concept, and secondly, don't know if they want it or not. And therefore, Waldo's use of that rationale for his foreign entanglements is frankly not that new or unusual. And it is logical that one of the recently stated missions of U.S. intelligence agencies, including the CIA, is to, quote, bolster the growth of democracy and sustain peaceful democratic states. Just got choked on my finger there. Well, frankly, my friends, most people, including most Americans, would be surprised to learn that the word democracy does not appear in the Declaration of Independence, 1776, nor the Constitution of the United States of America, 1789, or its first 10 amendments, known as the Bill of Rights, which were first published in 1791. Most Americans would also be shocked to learn the reason for the absence of the word democracy in the founding documents of this nation. You see, contrary to what propaganda has led the public to believe, America's founding fathers were skeptical and anxious about this thing called democracy. Well, they were aware of the evils that accompany tyranny in that case, the tyranny of the majority. And yet, why? The majority of people in this country don't have a clue about much of anything. And even if they did, our elected officials have gone on to prove that they don't give a damn what the majority wants. The framers of the Constitution, my friends, went to great lengths to ensure that the federal government was not based on the will of the majority and was not, therefore, democratic. Now, the original Constitution established the rule of law and the limits of government. About 20% of the Constitution itemizes things that the federal and state governments may not do. Another 10% of the Constitution is concerned with positive grants of power. But the bulk of that document, the bulk of the Constitution, about 70%, addresses the framers' conception of their main task. And that task was to bring the United States and its government under the rule of law. Stay with us as we continue our dissertation on democracy. I'll see you on the flip side of this commercial break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Interesting conversation going on in the chat room. There's a conversation going back and forth between Rita, RBN's best on-the-air friend, and I love you too, Rita. And some of the other guys, and they're talking about, you know, the Crusades. They're talking about so-called anti-Christians. They're talking about the Windsors, those who, you know, who they refer to as the last, the new Ashkenazis. We don't always find the chat room following the general conversation of the program, and that does not bother me one bit. It's there to open up and allow for this kind of stuff to be discussed, and you know, there are times it's like, man, I don't know why we don't give Rita her own show. I'm telling you. Conversation this evening discussing something called democracy, published today by Steve Hanke over at, I believe, financialnewsnetwork.com. He's talking about the Constitution, which he maintains was primarily a structural and procedural document that itemized who is to exercise power, and in fact exactly how they were to exercise it. The Constitution divided the federal government into, as we know, three main branches: the legislative, the executive, and the judicial. Now, the legislative, of course, would be the two houses of Congress, the Senate and the House of Representatives. The executive branch, of course, was to be the president. And the judicial branch is those nine individuals in black robes and an upset. But you see, we've lost sight of something. Because as the founders envisioned it, each of those three branches was designed to check the power of the others, because the founders did not want to rely only on the voters to check government power. As a result, citizens were given little power to select federal officials. Neither the president, members of the judiciary, nor the Senate were elected by direct popular vote. Did you know that? Well, you certainly knew that about the president. I mean, I assume you did. Obviously, you had to know that about the Supreme Court justices, because those are nominated by the president. That could be a mistake unto itself, because then the president tends to tip the court in one direction or another. But the Senate is the one that so few people seem to know about. Senators in the early days were not elected by direct popular vote. Only members of the House of Representatives were directly elected by popular vote. The Constitution was not a Cartesian construct or formula aimed at social engineering, but in fact, something to protect individual citizens from the government. And in short, the Constitution was designed to govern the government, not the people. Now, the Bill of Rights further established the rights of the people against infringements by the state. The only claim citizens had on the state under the Bill of Rights was for trial by jury. The rest of the citizens' rights are protections from the state. Protection from the state. Now, if the framers of the Constitution did not embrace democracy, what did they adhere to? To a man, the framers agreed that the purpose of government was to secure citizens in John Locke's trilogy of the rights to life, liberty, and property. The framers wrote, as we know, extensively and eloquently on liberty. John Adams, for example, wrote that, quote, "The moment the idea is admitted into society that property is not as sacred as the laws of God, and that there is not a force of law and public justice to protect it, anarchy and tyranny commence." The founders' actions often spoke even louder than their words. Alexander Hamilton Steen, that really wasn't a faux pas. Hamilton was his adopted name, and we'll let it go at that, oy vey. Alexander Hamilton, a distinguished lawyer, took on many famous cases out of principle. For example, after the Revolutionary War against the colonial power, Great Britain, the state of New York enacted harsh measures against loyalists and British subjects. These included the Confiscation Act of 1779, the Citation Act of 1782, and the Trespass Act of 1783. And each of those acts involved the taking of property. Now, in Hamilton's view, these acts illustrated the inherent difference between democracy and the law. Now, even though the acts were widely popular, they flouted fundamental principles of property law. Hamilton carried his views into action by having the rule of law thoroughly applied. He successfully defended, in the face of enormous public hostility, by the way, those who had property taken under the three New York statutes. Now, the Constitution was designed to further the cause of liberty, not democracy. To do that, the Constitution protected individuals' rights from the government, as well as from their fellow citizens. And to that end, the Constitution laid down quite clearly, unequivocal and enforceable rules to protect your rights, my rights, individuals' rights. Well, no, actually, Hef, that's something we'd have to take up with the author because I have shared it with you verbatim. In consequence, our author concludes, the government's scope and scale were strictly limited. Economic liberty, which is precondition for growth and prosperity, was enshrined in the Constitution. And that's how things remained for America's first century of extraordinary development and growth. And so I pose the question to you, what happened? $3 a gallon, my... Yeah, well... As many of you know, I've been doing some traveling as of late. On February 13th, in conjunction with, but in separate cars, I traveled to Long Beach, California with Robbie Noel for the Long Beach Coin, Stamp, and Collectibles Expo. Personally, I hadn't been to a real coin show in some years, and in addition to wanting to get a pulse on the market, I had some old friends to see, frankly, people I'd never met, but had maintained very long-term business relationships over the telephone with suppliers, things of that nature, vendors. I had some other business to transact as well, but the planned business meeting never took place as scheduled, and so I headed home the day after I arrived. The cost to fill up my tank leaving Arizona to head to California was about $38. 2 days later, my wife, as many of you know, had to travel to Flagstaff, Arizona as chaperone for the state semifinals basketball playoffs in her high school's division. For those of you who don't know, my wife is a teacher. She chose to go along just to do the trip. She gets paid for it, so what the heck? Well, as she was heading north for the game, I called her on her cell phone to inform her that when she arrived home that night, she was going to have to pack because we were heading out of town for the President's Day weekend. She got home at about 12:45 that night. We left a little over an hour later, heading back to Long Beach, this time for an extended visit to a place called Acres of Books, located on Long Beach Boulevard. Interesting place, which has been in the same location since the 1930s, owned by the same family. The gal who owns it and manages it now was married to the grandson of the original owner. I haven't asked. I think her husband may have passed on some time ago. Well, the city of Long Beach is getting ready to condemn the
building,
tear it down.
You have been selected to receive two free items.
City of Long Beach, however, is going to have to pony up some big bucks to move the place. I mean, they got to pack it up categorically, move all the shelves, clean them, get them set up in a new location, open up her door, turnkey. Turnkey. Very interesting. $250,000 they may have to pony up. But what do they care? It ain't their money. Cost to fill up my tank for that trip? About $43. And those costs don't include the fact that gasoline prices in California exceed those in Arizona by about 50 cents a gallon. 50 cents a gallon. Now, I know what I'm paying for a gallon of gasoline here in Arizona. And I know what people are paying in Pennsylvania and Missouri and Idaho and many other places around the country. It is expected that the west coast of this nation is going to get hit the hardest this summer. So if you don't live on the west coast, you may not wish to travel here. Well, on March 11th, a week ago yesterday, my wife and I returned to Long Beach once more. Do I find anything particularly romantic about Long Beach? No, not really. It's probably one of the gang capitals of the world, certainly amongst the worst arenas. in Southern California. Certainly the ports are there. You remember the ones that Bill Clinton wanted to turn over to the Chinese to own and run and operate? But this time we went for a different reason. Extended stay, relaxation was the key focus, in addition to visiting my great aunt, who had turned 94 at the beginning of the month. Arriving that Sunday, we checked into the hotel on the Queen Mary side of the bay. I mean, I wanted something away from the city. I wanted quiet. I wanted to hear birds. I wanted to hear water. I wanted to hear that huge horn or whistle go off twice a day on the Queen Mary, which is going pretty close to bankrupt, by the way. It's a hotel. It's a rest. They charge $30 a pop to go in there and tour that thing. That's insane. Well, as soon as we checked in and got our stuff unpacked, we got in the car, drove back across the bridge, and returned to my newfound favorite bookstore. And this time, there was a surprise in store. And I shared some of this with listeners Friday night. So if you've heard it before, tough, you're going to hear part of it again. Ladies and gentlemen, in the past 30 days, I've spent about $1,000 at that bookstore. Many of the books, antiques, very old publications, high-quality paper, true history before it was erased and revitalized, which is what my friend Moishe does every weekend. Some of the books I bought for my personal library. But the main purpose for the books purchased is for a project I'm working on with an old friend, Richard Cook. But this trip, as I share with you Friday night, rewarded me beyond imagination. After selecting about a half a dozen assorted volumes and perusing scores more, I happened to look up, I don't know, 9-10 feet in the air. Top shelf. Now, with my weakening eyes, I thought I saw something familiar. I thought I had read the word papers and maybe the name house. I asked for a ladder and began the ascent, and there they were, the complete three-volume set of the intimate papers of Colonel House, as in Edward Mandel House, the architect of America as we know it today, the man behind Woodrow Wilson, the man who at one time nominated FDR to be the President of the United States. Well, these books were published in 1928. It is a rare find. And a set which I never thought I would see, let alone be the caretaker of for a brief moment in history. Spent another hour in the store, which, by the way, is one of the finest resources for old books I've ever been in. And when it's called Acres of Books, I am not kidding you. And they're all at very reasonable prices. I selected a few more books, including a marvelous four-volume set published in 1842. That's 18 years before Lincoln was elected to be the 16th president of the United States. Well, in the future, my friends, if we stay together, you'll learn what my purpose is in acquiring these books. Some of you are going to be quite surprised. Others won't be. Well, with the exception of Tuesday, the rest of the trip was spent relaxing in the hotel room, reading, sleeping, preparing for the expansion of my business. Thursday came all too quickly, and it was time to return home once more. Cost to fill up my tank for the trip home, about $3.29 a gallon, baby. Spirit Girl wants to know when I'm going to have a fireside chat reading from the books. We may be starting that sooner than you know, my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, headlines across this country and the news pieces on all the major television networks, including cable, are already telling readers and viewers and listeners that this summer will be painful at the pump. Some say we're going to have over $3. Some say, nah, we'll never get there. Go figure if this, folks. The cost of oil is currently hovering at about $58 a barrel, lower than at the same time a year ago. And so I ask some questions for you. Does Al Gore control the big oil companies? Does all of this play into his global warming hola hoax? Or is Waldo, our feckless, spineless decider, just helping his buddies rake in the profits so that his own pockets can be filled with oily lucre pending his retirement to Paraguay? Cost to fill my tank? Expensive like a mother. Well, you get it. Rewards of the trip? Priceless. And rewarding as hell. Well, why do I share stories like that? Because it's what I see going across the country. I see places that are remote areas that gasoline should be unbelievably high just because of what it takes to get fuel to those locations. And they're unbelievably inexpensive. We left Long Beach last Thursday, midday, at $3.29 a gallon. Got home to Arizona at about $3.59 a gallon. Currently, sits at about $3.70. I'm sorry. Whew. We went from $3.29 to $2.55. We're now sitting at about $2.69 here in Phoenix. Stick around. I'll be back with some closing comments after the flip side of this commercial break.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartabite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
I want to say the story straight. It's time to tell the truth. I never could have come so far if it were not for you. You could.
covered up my sin.
You covered up my Welcome back, my friends. Nice piece of quiet music to wind the show down with. This is Monday, March the 19th, 2007. This month is roughly two-thirds over. Time flies when we're having fun, isn't it? Interesting comments. Once again, some folks in the chat room asking that I maybe do some fireside chats and share some of the Mandel House papers. I may do that with a little bit of history of Mandel House himself without getting too wrapped up in the historical aspects. Somebody else asking about some oil prices, saying that, gee, I thought that once we invaded Iraq, we were going to get their oil and the price of oil was going to go down. And, well, they can't do that because, you know, somebody else says, let's go blow the you-know-what out of Iran and get their oil, too. The only problem is, who gets the oil? It's not you and I on the street, ladies and gentlemen. It's FOBs, Friends of Bush. They're the ones who will line their pocket every single time. Friends of Cheney, same way. These guys could care less what this presidency's final outcome is going to be. They could care less how anyone thinks of them, how they look upon the presidency. The legacy of this five-and-a-half, six-year time period is rotten to the core. It's over. It's finished. There's not a lot there's a lot this guy could do to try to revitalize it, but it isn't going to happen. You've got people on both sides of the issue fighting, pull the troops out, other people screaming, how can you not support our troops that way? The point is, supporting our troops and supporting an illicit, illegally gained war are two different things. I want to support the troops by keeping them alive, not keeping them in the quagmire of a battle that's been waged for the profits of big oil companies and for another little rogue state that happens to be involved or resides somewhere smack dab in the Middle East. Oy vey, catch my drift, huh? Simply amazing to me. Tomorrow, Bob Chapman will be joining John and or Robbie. I'm not sure if John's going to be with it or if Robbie's going to be doing the interview. Robbie will be back with you tomorrow evening. We are working to put together a very unique gold and silver offering for tomorrow night. That doesn't mean you have to wait. If gold and silver is something you find that you absolutely have got to be involved with, then I would recommend it. And we invite you to give us a call at Republic Trading Group. Robbie and I are always willing to counsel with you. 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898. We'll be glad to counsel you on what works best for you good folks. The music man says it's time for me to get on out of here. I'd like to remember the way we were, but not necessarily the movie. On behalf of RBN, Robbie Noel, and myself, without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.